And it's funny that now we're coming full circle because it's 2020, right? The year of clear vision, 2020, okay? But my friends, so often we could achieve so much more if we just do it.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I know it's been a minute, right? It has been a few weeks since the last time I've seen you, my friend. It's been a few weeks since the last time that we've talked, but we're back. We're back in full effect. It's 2020. Your boy now is married. Just got married on December 28th. I'm going to bring my wife on in some upcoming episodes, and definitely be on the lookout because we're going to have some new things rolling out. We have some new partnerships that are happening. And then even outside of that, we're going to be rolling out better content than ever before because I haven't done podcasts lately, but at the same time, I've been still learning. I've still been reading and still been watching different programs and things like that. So today I want to come to you and we're talking about new season. And we're talking about new results, okay? Everybody gets in the space of new year, new me. And then they make the goals, but then they still do everything that they've always done the exact same way, right? Last year, me and my fiance, then now wife, we sat down and then we listed out what do we want to accomplish this year. We wrote out the goals. We broke it down in different quarters. And then we just attacked it in that way. However, this year, I want to just propose to you a new solution. I want to propose to you a different way of achieving your goals and everything that you desire to get in this new year. But before we get into that, I want to encourage everybody, if you have not subscribed to the podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave a rate and review wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. Whatever platform that you listen to your podcast on, I would encourage you to go ahead and subscribe, or you can download the Speak Your Success app, which is in the Google Play Store as well as in the Apple iOS Store. But without further ado, I was watching an interview with Sean Puff Daddy Combs or Sean P. Diddy Combs, and he was sitting down with his mentor, Ray Diallo, I believe is how you pronounce his name, Ray Diallo, right? So sitting there listening to him, and this gentleman, he's a billionaire. And in the African-American community, you might be familiar with P. Diddy, but you might not be familiar with Ray Diallo. I wasn't familiar with him, honestly. But then I began to sit and watch the interview on YouTube, and I'll put that down the show notes. I have no problem doing that, whatever. You know, I want to get that content out. And then he began to ask him, how does he know about principles, right? Principles. Because principles is the title of Ray Diallo's book. And Ray Diallo, like I said before, is a millionaire. And one principle that really stood out to me, he broke down how you go about achieving what you desire to achieve for your life. And the first one we all know. We all know this one. It talks about just goals. That's step number one. You write down the goal. The Bible even says, write the vision and make it plain. Writing it out is the first thing that needs to happen in order for you to achieve that goal, because you write it, you see it, it does something in your mind and with your psyche just based on you putting the pen to the paper. So the first thing is knowing what the goal is, identifying it, write it down. That's first. That's what we all do. That's common, right? But I want to ask you this. How many of you have taken the time after you've written goals that you want to achieve for the year? How many of you have then done number two? This is the second step. And this was mind blowing for me. The second step then is to write down the problems that could potentially hinder you from achieving step one, the goal. I'm going to wait and let that sit in for a moment. I know that's good. I know it's good. I'm sharing what I've learned from Ray Diallo just from the interview. And I was like, wow, okay, this is good. Then the third thing. Okay, so you get the goal, You write down the problems that could hinder you from achieving the goal. The third thing is then you diagnose. Okay, well, if this problem happens, then what will I do? Okay, you take a diagnostic of what's happening here. Wow, okay, yeah, this could, okay, if I spend too much money here, then I can't invest in personal development. Spend too much money here, I can't invest in taking a course. Spend too much money here, I can't invest in getting a coach, right? You diagnose that area. Then the fourth thing, then you take a step back and then you create the design for you achieving the goal. Okay, the design could be, there's four quarters in the year. So let me design how much pressure I need to push towards writing the book in quarter one. Okay, let me apply how much money I need to put to the side to invest in getting a fitness membership. What habits need to change so I don't spend X here? That's number four, the design. And then number five is because you got the goal, you got the problem, you did a diagnosis, then you designed how you're gonna get there. The fifth one is just do it, like Nike, do it. When I first started a Twitter page, my first Twitter handle was Just Do It JJ. Just Do It JJ. And it's funny that now we're coming full circle because it's 2020. Right? The year of clear vision, 2020, okay? But my friends, so often we could achieve so much more if we just do it. Me and my wife, we had the opportunity to go on a honeymoon and went to this place called Puerto Vallarta, right? And in Puerto Vallarta, there is what was it? Like, it was like an excursion we went on with the hotel. And then we were walking through rocks and we were walking through water. And then there was a point to where the guy was like, you can dive in here. It's 10 feet deep. You all can dive in. It's cool. Just come on, just dive in. And I was like, I look back. I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna dive in because that looks dirty. And I don't know what's at the bottom of that water. But step number five is just do it. Then after I said, I've come too far to turn back and say, no, I can't dive in because it's too cold. I don't want to regret this when I get back home and we're back in the States. So what did I do? I dived in that cold water. That water was so cold. But now I'm here to be able to tell you the story of me diving in and me taking that chance. The goal was for me to get to the other side. So I dove in, went all the way to the other side. Then there was a cold waterfall coming down. I put my back to it and I yelled, ah, 2020. And now I'm here to talk about it. So my friend, what is it that at the end of the year you don't want to be thinking about saying, I should have did that. I should have accomplished that goal. I should have invested more time here. I should have made this a priority because so often we're doing the same thing every year, writing down the same goals, writing down the same dream, and we're hindering our own progress in the level of success that we could obtain because we never wrote the goal down. We never thought about the problems that we would potentially encounter. We never even took the time to diagnose what could happen, what could happen wrong, and if that does happen, how will I counter it, right? Because think for a second. Think about the times where you were saving money, right? And I'm saying money because money is an easy analogy. Think about the time you began to save money. You're like, okay, I'm saving for a rainy day. I'm saving for a rainy day. I'm saving for a rainy day. And then the rainy day comes, and then you're upset that you have to spend the money, but yet you had the money to spend. I'm talking to myself because I've been here too many times with flat tires. I've been here too many times getting towed. I've been here too many times just with stuff that sucks, okay? And we've all experienced it in one way, form, shape, or another. But I want you just to remember that when you plan and you prepare for what's coming, once it happens, you're not the one who is facing your own demise because you were prepared for it. My friends, in order for you to obtain and achieve a certain level of success, you need to begin to prepare for the level of success. So today, if you never made any 2020 plans, you never made any New Year's resolutions, you never did none of that stuff, I want you today to make the plan. Step number one, write down the goals. Step number two, write down the problems that could hinder you from getting to the goal. Number three, the diagnosis. Okay, if the problem does happen, how are we going to handle it? Four, you design the plan. Break it down in quarters. Break it down in steps, gradual increments. Okay, you want to start going vegan. Begin to pull things away little by little. Okay, stop eating at this fast food restaurant or stop going here and stop eating at this time. But number five, just do it. Friends, I'm here today just to share with you information that I've learned so that we can grow in this journey together. I don't want anyone to be left behind. I want you to grow this year. I want to grow this year. I want my house to grow this year. So come on, let's take this journey together. Like to find out more information on me, go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. We have the store there. We have my book there, Process 14 Surprising Simple Behaviors, Skyrocket Millennials to Success. We have some Speak Your Success apparel. We also have some other tees. We're going to be rolling out a few more tees and doing some cool things this year. So, friends, I want to close this one out with the quote of the episode, the quote of the day by my guy, Inky Johnson. He says, control the controllables. You can control writing your goal. You can control doing it. You can control designing it. You even can control you taking the time to do a diagnosis. But there's some factors you just can't control, my friends. But this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?